Kia ora tātou. I'm Paul Nees and this is Soundwave. Welcome to the show. I'm going to start today with some jazz from Aotearoa, New Zealand. I recently found a double CD by the Mike Nock Trio called An Accumulation of Subtleties. Two discs, the first one recorded at the Sydney Opera House Studio in 2008, and the second disc recorded at the Sound Lounge, a Sydney club. Mike Nock's on piano, Ben Waples on bass, and James Waples on drums. We're going to listen to a track from the second disc live at the Sound Lounge. Here's Elsewhen. Fabulous stuff, I think, and I can't wait to give both CDs and that set a deeper listen. Let's go somewhere completely different. Two tracks by people with the surname Ingram, although, as far as I'm aware, not related. The first one, Luther Ingram, great soul singer on Stax Records, Be Good to Me Baby. And then something a bit more modern, 1989, James Ingram and Call on Me.
Look my way, there'll be no more sleepless.
Sounding very much of its time, and another example of the telephone song genre. Let's go from the late 80s to the early 90s. I found a CD called Anything But Ordinary by Patrice Rushen. I know about Patrice Rushen, she's great, but I hadn't heard of this CD before, so I grabbed it and put it on to see what it was like, and I've chosen today to play for you a song called Caravan.
People still fighting in the Gulf land. The Trouble, I'd sell my diamond ring. That's how much
On the back of the album from which that song came, it says recorded and mixed by Peggy McCleary and the Star Company at Sunset Sound, Hollywood. Peggy McCleary, of course, was Prince's sound engineer for quite some time. And where it says the Star Company, well, that's just a pseudonym for Prince. And the studio it was recorded at, Prince often recorded at Sunset Sound as well. Yes, a Prince project. Apollonia 6, the song was called A Million Miles, I Love You. And listening to it, you can hear Prince's voice. And you can also hear his guitar playing. From a Prince-influenced project to an artist that Prince admired very much. Here's Joni Mitchell from her 1972 album For the Roses, Blonde in the Bleachers.
The blonde in the bleacher, she flips her hair for you. Above the loudspeakers, you start to fall. She follows you home, but you miss living alone. You can still hear sweet mysteries calling you. The bands and the roadies, loving them and leaving them. It's pleasure to try them, it's trouble to keep them. Cause it seems like you've gotta give up such a piece of your soul when you give up the chase. Feeling it hot and cold, you're in rock and roll, it's the nature of the race. It's the unknown child, so sweet and wild, it's youth, it's too good to waste.
All
Some time ago, I played you a song by Hans Puckett, an Aotearoa New Zealand band. The song I played was Honey, and it was off their 2022 album, No Drama. I recently listened to that album again, and that song I've just played jumped out at me. It's called I'm Not Opposed To. The next four songs are related, so let's have a little bit of a journey through them. The first song is from a 1973 album by The Impressions called Finally Got Myself Together. It was written by Ed Townsend. The album was recorded on Curtin Records, which was Curtis Mayfield's record company. Let's hear the title track, I'm a Changed Man, Finally Got Myself Together.
Now I know just who I am. as I've known you. Oh, oh, how many eyes have seen their dream. Oh, how many arms have felt their dream. How many hearts, baby, have felt their world stand still.
The second song of the group of four, also written mainly by Ed Townsend. Marvin Gaye from his 1973 album, the same year as the Impressions album, the album Let's Get It On. The song was If I Should Die Tonight, and what a superb song that one is. Now, the Impressions album was recorded on Curtin Records, as I said earlier. And we're going to play another track from a Curtin Records release. This time it's a year later, 1974, the album Sweet Exorcist. The artist, the owner of the label, Curtis Mayfield, he wrote this song with Donny Hathaway, and it's called Suffer.
The stars seem to be made, and I ask myself why. I can't understand why I never made a play when you were so pretty to me in every way. Why couldn't I see you were in love with me? Why didn't I know just which way to go? Now I cannot forget her, standing here with the fear, and now I'm a sufferer. Oh, everybody know this woman I loved. What will I become? Loneliness blends with the sun, but dear for me, I already see I don't want you away from me. If only I wasn't so blind and gave you some kind of sign. The this might not have been. Yes, it's me standing out looking in. Throw your heart out the door, I guess I won't do it no more. Now I got to suffer the woman I loved. It seems sometimes in life you waste a sacrifice. The lack of the love you show can show run things right on out the door. See, you were in love with me. This might not have been. Yes, it's me standing out looking in. Throw your heart out the door, I guess I won't do that no more. Now I got to suffer the loss of the woman I loved her. Seems some time in life to sacrifice. I don't know what come over me. Guess I got to let it be. Suffer. I got to suffer. Suffer. Equality, but maybe folks wouldn't have to suffer
if there was more love for your brother. But these are trying times. Trying times. Yeah, that's what the world's talking about. You got confusion.
The last of the four was Donny Hathaway. From his album Everything is Everything, a very famous song called Trying Times, and there are lots of great versions of that song. And Donny wrote that song with Leroy Hudson, so I could go further in this musical journey, but I'm going to resist doing that because there are some other tracks I want to play for you before the show ends today. And here's one of them. I recently found this CD. It's called Indianola, Mississippi Seeds. It came out in 1970. It's by B.B. King. And apparently, B.B. said this was his best album. I'm not so sure about that. He made so many albums. I think I like some of the other ones a little bit better. But this track appeals. Until I'm Dead and Cold.
Because I miss you, my darling, not just one, but in so many, so many ways. Oh, it's nothing left inside of me. Oh, that loves you any less than before.
Until I tell you the truth, I love you more, baby, and I'll keep on loving you until I'm dead, until I'm dead.
New Zealand singer Aldis Harding has got a new album out, and it's, I think, a little bit different from her other albums. I think it's one of these ones that's going to grow on you. The album's called Train on the Island, and I'm going to play you the opening track. The title appealed, and the song's pretty good too. It's called I Ate the Most.
Afraid like you're not gay, and you're not old like I'm on the spectrum. Every day you look up in my body, this heavy and heavier. I was 9 when I left my body, a silver chair and really. No regrets, just things that'll haunt me. Maybe I'll bury them. You are thrilled with me on your shoulders. Thank you.
another album I'm going to have to take a closer listen to, I think. Great stuff. And that's the show for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Paul Neese, and this has been Soundwave. Until next week, ka kite anō.
This program was produced at Coast Access Radio with the support of New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, e rerangi te motu.